I didn't mean to eavesdrop, Yael, but did I just hear that woman say she was going to introduce her burrito to her parents?
I think she said burrito, Don. Her significant other.
Why is she calling her significant other a burrito? A burrito.
She's not the only one using the word. It's part of everyday slang by now.
How do I always miss these new words? Where do they come from, anyway?
A team of linguists and geographers might have an answer for you. They use Twitter to map how new words in American English originate and spread. Some tweets are geocoded, which means they contain information about the user's location at the time of posting. The researchers used that data to track 54 emerging words in American English. Words like burrito, bayless, lituation, and on fleek, and map their development. They found that new words emerge from five main areas in the United States: the West Coast, Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, Deep South, and Gulf Coast. They also found evidence to counter a couple of popular theories about how new words spread. Previously, it was thought that words spread from one major city to another, or that they spread outwards in all directions. According to this study, the development of new words is tied to cultural patterns. New words first spread within cultural regions before spreading to the rest of the country. The researchers also noticed that African American English was a major source of lexical innovation.
Maybe I should spend some more time on Twitter to keep up with our changing language. Could I call that idea on fleek?
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.